Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 17th of June, 2026. Joined today by CJ Miller and Greg Allen checking in with Hat News, including a major expansion at the Poet Shelbyville bioprocessing facility. And we were there. And we were there as Indiana FFA State Convention students packed meals for Hoosiers this week. Details on the way. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin details possible severe weather across parts of Indiana today. And the Tuesday corn, bean, and wheat markets mostly higher. John Zanker has market analysis here on the Hat Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Inputs are an investment, and these days they're getting more complex, more expensive, and less forgiving of mistakes. Waste, contamination, and product degradation in your spraying are big liabilities. So the Fendt Rogator features our patented liquid logic system that uses a unique plumbing design to prime quicker, clean out better, and preserve the quality of your application investment. With smart ideas like our auto agitation system, you can focus on precision application while the sprayer automatically keeps changing product level in the tank mixed for optimum performance. And the Fendt Rogator design delivers near instant boom priming capability, product recovery to the tank, and enhanced cleanout that is faster and more thorough to reduce the chance of contamination. Helps you get the most out of your application investment. Come see the newest Fendt Rogator at Plevna Implement. Make sure what you put in the tank is what's coming out the nozzle. Only on a Rogator.
Renewable fuels gets a major boost, and leadership starts with service. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. The future of renewable fuels is getting a major boost in central Indiana. Poet celebrated the groundbreaking of a major expansion at its Shelbyville bioprocessing facility on Tuesday, marking another investment in the state's growing biofuels industry. The project is expected to increase production capacity while creating construction jobs in the short term and strengthening the facility's long-term economic impact. Jason Lucas, general manager for the Shelbyville Poet facility, says the expansion reflects continued confidence in ethanol and other bioproducts as demand for lower carbon fuels continues to grow.
If you consider what Poet is investing right now, that says a lot. You know, we're making a $211 million investment here, so we think that ethanol has a pretty bright future.
Beyond the plant itself, the investment is expected to benefit area farmers by supporting demand for locally grown corn while generating additional business for contractors, suppliers, and service industries throughout Shelby County. According to Decatur County farmer Tim Gauck,
I tell the story of when I started farming in 72, Indiana grew like 303 million bushels of corn. Today, Indiana grows about 1.1 billion. So we have to find markets for that, and this is a great way to accomplish that.
Congressman Jefferson Shreve was on hand at the event, and he praised the project as another example of agriculture and innovation working together to create economic opportunities in rural Indiana.
There's confidence in Indiana, there's confidence in our ag community. We're growing it here. We're going to be able to increasingly process it here and use the energy here. And that we can do this here in Indiana 6th District, we're winning the race.
With the expansion now underway, Poet says Shelbyville will remain an important part of the company's mission to add value to American agriculture while supporting jobs and economic growth across the region.
After every herbicide pass, your crop stops growing and starts recovering. That's 7 to 14 lost growing days, and on 500 acres, up to $47,000 in lost yield. RelaxRx compresses that recovery window so your crops get back to building yield. Every herbicide pass has a price. RelaxRx lowers it. Visit bwfusion.com/stressless or call 515-554-3814.
Indiana FFA members are proving leadership starts with service. More than 200 students kicked off the 97th Indiana FFA State Convention earlier this week by packing meals for Hoosiers in need. CJ Miller has more from Hamilton Southeastern High School.
Today is the day that we represent our FFA motto, which is learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. And we really value that living to serve. And this is how we put that into action at the state level.
And that was Jesse Frazee, a recent graduate of Fountain Central High School and a member of the Fountain Central FFA chapter.
These meals are going to be taken back to their own chapters and communities, and then any meals that don't get taken home today are going to be donated to the Fuel for Schools program, which is here in Noblesville. So all the meals will be staying here in Indiana. So it's not just FFA members helping out and serving, it's Hoosiers helping Hoosiers.
Working alongside the Million Meal Movement, student volunteers wearing pink Indiana FFA shirts packed an incredible number of meals to distribute directly to Hoosiers facing food insecurity.
They're doing 40,000 meals. This is really what we truly live to do. This is the visual representation of what each and every FFA member strives for, that motto represented on the national level. Well, this is what Indiana's doing, and this is our service project that we want to show the world and really try and make an impact with.
While service is a major pillar, Indiana FFA also focuses heavily on career development and preparing the next generation of leaders. For Frazee, that means heading to Indiana University to study business administration with an eye toward public policy.
I always say that FFA is not for everybody, but it is for anybody. Anybody who wants to develop themselves, their skills, and their leadership level. It doesn't have to be about cows and plows. It's about people who want to make an impact.
Check out my video interview with Jesse Frazee and read more about the Indiana FFA Community Service Project. It's all at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Find all of our coverage of the Indiana FFA State Convention brought to you by McDonald's of Greater Indiana at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
No two farms are the same, but something every farmer can agree on is that the land is so much more than just a farm. It's their livelihood, their lifestyle, and their legacy. That's something you don't have to explain to a farmer-owned lender. Learn how working with a farmer-owned lender can get you a farm real estate loan designed for your unique operations needs at fcma.com/real estate. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
McDonald's of Indiana is proud to support the next generation of agricultural leaders as a sponsor of the Indiana FFA State Convention Reports. Agriculture is at the heart of Indiana communities, and the dedication of farmers, producers, and agribusiness professionals helps provide the quality ingredients served in McDonald's restaurants every day. FFA is preparing students for these kinds of successful careers. McDonald's is honored to support these young leaders growing the future of our state.
While turkey is always top of mind in November, did you know that June is Turkey Lovers Month? Enjoy this tasty protein in a salad or on a sandwich at your next picnic. Or put turkey on the smoker for a barbecue to remember. Turkey is versatile with a variety of cuts to choose from. And you can take pride in the fact that Indiana is number 4 in turkey production in the nation. Turkey is nutritious, delicious, and affordable. So head on over to IndianaTurkey.com for recipe inspiration and to learn more about turkey farming in the Hoosier State.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the region, I don't have any reason to change ideas here. We have a significant setup for strong to severe weather later this afternoon. Before we get there, partly sunny skies through this morning and probably midday. Clouds develop rather quickly then, and this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms that ramp up. Threats of severe weather are the strongest in central Illinois, eastern Missouri, and then right on into west central Indiana in general. Right now, I'm going to put in anywhere from 1/2 to 2 inches of rain through midday tomorrow. And I also then think that we're going to be seeing strong thunderstorms, large hail possible, gusty winds definitely, and even a few tornadoes. We then dry down through Thursday afternoon, cool down as well. Friday is pleasant, Saturday not looking too bad, Sunday mostly sunny. Clouds increasing Sunday afternoon, evening, and then we have scattered rain shower action that wants to come in for Sunday overnight through Monday and early Tuesday. I think we can see 0.5 to 1.5 inches of rain there as well, potentially some strong thunderstorms. Dry for next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Showers coming back overnight Thursday night into Friday. And then we see another round of moisture coming through. Strong front for the start of the week of the 29th. Here's what I can see, though, on temperatures. Next week, still staying on the cool side, but I do see temperatures ramping up in large fashion as we move through that week of the 29th. That means flipping the calendar into July is going to bring back a little bit of heat and humidity across a large part of the Hoosier State. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Mixed but mostly higher grains and oilseeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'll have the final numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with market commentary. I grabbed that from John Zanker on the road. John is with Farmers Keeper Carmel office. Markets enjoyed some positive movement once again, so that's 2 days in a row of higher markets, although corn mostly flat, John, after a lower overnight session. So maybe a bit of a surprise that we saw probably some short covering in the markets led by soybean futures. Anything that you can make out of this move?
Well, we took corn down, obviously, to new lows. And sadly, we got corn down below where it was before the war started. So certainly any kind of premium that we saw there is completely gone. And then some with the speculators were long going into the war. Now they're short. You know, hopefully we can look at that as, hey, the panic is over. There's no need for panic selling. Any new sellings, basically speculators taking the short side, which they've been known to do when the weather's looking good in mid to late June. So I can't say with any confidence that the lows are in here, given what this weather forecast looks like. Although, obviously, we have a situation brewing here where we're going to get too much rain in a good portion of the eastern Corn Belt.
The Tuesday move came despite $5 lower crude oil, so that was impressive. And also despite a slight gain, about a percent gain in the crop ratings that came out for corn and beans on Monday. So bucking the trend maybe a little bit for these markets.
Well, Jack Carroll and I with Farmers Keeper, we're on a little bit of a crop tour here quite a bit of a crop tour, actually. We're on our way to South Dakota today. So we've seen, I came up Indianapolis to Chicago. Crops looking really good for the most part. There are some areas that certainly got off to a little bit later start, a little bit too much water. But in general, good-looking crop. Same thing in northern Illinois, up in the southern Wisconsin. You know, this is a good-looking crop so far. And it's hard for the speculator to get engaged when on the bullish side, when you look at an extended forecast that's cool and wet. And again, wet is going to become a problem in some areas in the eastern Corn Belt, but the speculator doesn't quite understand that as much as those of us that have been around a while. I'm a little bit nervous about taking this crop as wet-footed as we are into July. But again, that all depends upon how good of weather we have in July, I guess.
John Zanker at the Farmers Keeper Carmel office. John's number is 765-412-6810. On the Hat Tuesday market review, the only down markets, July and September corn. July goes to 413¾, a penny and three quarters lower. Sep corn down a quarter cent at 422½. Deferreds all up, including December, ¾ of a penny higher, 442½. Beans double-digit gains. July 11.30 up 10¾. August up 11 at 11.34½. Novi 11.46½ up 11¾. And July wheat off the highs, but still 5.96, a gain of 6¼. Very strong live cattle futures. August 249.20 up 5.95. And July lean hogs 94.80 down 177. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.